Don't be afraid to reinvent yourself, and don't be afraid to be different, man. You ain't got to fit in the crowd. I tell my sons all the time, why are you following everybody when you were clearly meant to lead? It's always better just do your thing. And I don't care what situation you done got your life in, you can turn your life around because it ain't ever too late. See, I didn't get into comedy till I was 27. I was homeless from 30 to 33. I lived in a 1976 Tempo. I lived in a car for 3 years, man. And so people see me today, they don't know where I come from. And I tell young cats all the time, man, the key is you can't ever give up.
At some point, I think we all hit that moment in life where things just are not going how you thought they would go.
Sacrifice is always required on the road to your dream. The question is, what are you willing to sacrifice?
When you're in that darkness, it feels uncomfortable, but you can't wait to sit in that darkness. The only way out is to step forward, to face your fears, to become your own light.
Anything is possible, but only if that is what you believe. See, if you're the type that says no, anything is impossible, that will also be your reality.
If you live your life in expectations, that's what happens to you. If you live your life in despair, that's what happens to you.
And as you begin to take that process into your hands, as you begin to shape it, as you begin to craft it, you need to remember one thing. As Larry Page said, being negative is not how we make progress.
Tearing yourself down over the shit that you've done, it's not going to empower you to change the patterns that are keeping you stuck.
The moment you change the frequency that your tower emits, different things come back to you.
You become more smarter, you become more educated, you know more, but you can't come back. You cannot come back the same individually.
The aha moment is the door that opens. But your new life does not begin unless you can step through the door. I keep going. I am saying I believe in myself.
Best thing about this is that you get to decide what it decides is important. That's why if you focus on your goals being possible only for somebody else, you will see evidence of it everywhere. And if you focus on your goals being inevitable for you, you will see evidence of it everywhere.
See, the marketplace rewards those who have evolved. The marketplace rewards those who have become more valuable. You will be rewarded for the pain. Cry in secret, plead in secret, but in public you'll be rewarded.
Who you are today is just a point of reference. Don't you ever confuse your potential with who you are right now.
When you feel like giving up, don't. When you thinking about giving up, don't. When it look like you ain't gonna make it, keep going.
You do the math, you solve one problem, then you solve the next one.
And it doesn't matter how you get knocked down in life, because that's gonna happen. All that matters is that you gotta get up.
You have to get up.
Whatever experience you're having right now, it has not come to stay. It has come to pass.
I tell people, many people wait for greatness. And they believe we have all this time to live, but we only have a moment. And I'm telling you, kings and queens, it's time to go after the dreams that we want. It's time to conquer everything that we believe in and everything that we know is deep down in our soul and what belongs to us.
Then, you consistently keep improving in that area. From all the action, learning, and new intentions you are setting, then, from all the improvements you are making, you start believing more and more. Greater intentions, greater beliefs mixed with action and learning creates amazing results.
Because when you see the invisible, you're able to do the impossible. Only those that can see the invisible can do the impossible.
But if you want to begin to move into your own personal greatness, if you want to begin to really enjoy a happy, successful, healthy life, You've got to be willing to go against the tide. You've got to be willing to harness your will.
If you can stay hungry, you can get the resources. If you can stay hungry, you can get the strategy. If you can stay hungry, the ideas gonna come. If you can stay hungry, the connections will be aligned. If you can stay hungry.
And say, in spite of this, I'm in control here.
And it all starts with honesty. Ask yourself what you've been lying to yourself about. Consciously admit that you've been bullshitting yourself about that thing and do everything in your power to go out and change it. You'll start to move forward and achieve that thing. You'll start respecting yourself more. You'll start carrying yourself differently. It ain't easy to do, but I promise you, it'll be worth it.
It is the chaos of the time that creates the conqueror in the man. So when God gets ready to reveal to you what you have in you, he will often place you in the midst of chaos to push you.
Why do you want to work out? What is your goal? The most important thing is that you have a vision, that you have a goal.
We can't work out without purpose. We need to get into our dress for the wedding. Summertime's coming, so we want to look all good. Our high school reunion's coming up, so we gotta lose weight. The biggest purpose in life isn't all that shit. It's how you respect yourself, how you look at yourself. That's an everyday fucking journey.
Things that are difficult, when you do these difficult things, you're stressing your mind, or I should say, not even stressing your mind, exercising your mind and exercising your body's ability to manage intense situations. It's hard, it's very difficult, it's very testing.
Look at training as something that builds character, work ethic. Look at training as something that really builds confidence. Look at something that training that shows you how to fail and shows you how to get up and win.
If you stop working on yourself, your mind will grow weaker. You must make a commitment that nothing is more important than your self-development, because a stronger you is a better you, and a better you is better for everyone around you.
The truth is, most of the days I don't want to go to the gym, but I do, even though I don't feel like it. Doesn't matter if there's a fucking tornado, if there's a snowstorm, if there's a hurricane, if the fucking world is on fire, the job has to get done.
Every day, do something that moves you toward that goal, that keeps that goal alive and in sight and in focus. However small or insignificant that step might seem, take it, do it, make it happen, because that goal isn't going to achieve itself.
Tell the world one time what you're gonna do, and that's it. Spend less time talking and more time grinding. Think like a champion, speak like a champion, and then walk it out. Grind 120 all day, every day.
Because you don't have to be great to start. But you need to start in order to become great.
Start today on your journey to greatness.
It's what you do with what you have.
Are you capable of grappling with the fact that you're fundamentally flawed to the point where you have to break things down into almost childlike steps in order to manage them? And the answer to that is, yeah, you are.
Much of the time, our mind is like a balloon in the wind, blown here and there by external circumstances.
Sometimes you want to expand your style and like grow, and that's always good, but like never veer too far from who you are, you know, as a person.
I think a lot of what happiness is a management issue, and decisions that you're making right now. Like, you could be in a state of mind right now, but you could make some decisions to adjust that, and over the next couple hours, you'll get to a much better place.
I mean, those who have gone experienced the pains, difficulties, understand from with their own experience the pains and sufferings of others too.
The most selfish thing you can do in this world is help someone else. Why is it selfish? Because the gratification, the goodness that comes to you, the good feeling that I get from helping others. Nothing's better than that.
How will you serve the world? What do they need that your talent can provide? That's all you have to figure out. As someone who's done what you're about to go and do, I can tell you from experience, the effect you have on others is the most valuable currency there is.
Tear down this mirror. Tear down this mirror that makes you always look at yourself, and you will be able to look beyond this mirror and see the millions of people that need your help.
And you will make a huge impact on the life of the street, the town, the country, and our planet. Choose to help on any given day, in any given cause. Incredible things will happen in the world you live in.